afternoon audio boo. Dean Reed here. I'm talking quietly, out of respect, because we're in Derby Cathedral. And my daughter has been past this place many times before, and we thought that today we would come in. We've left the others shopping in Westfield, and we've come for a little bit of peace and quiet in the cathedral itself. And it's a fascinating building with a lot of history. I'm stood at the moment in an area called the Cavendish area. And this is where Elizabeth, Countess of Shrewsbury, who is better known as Bess of Hardwick, she's buried here. And my daughter was quite interested in that because we live very near Hardwick Hall. We've just been sat quietly contemplating what it would have been like when this place was originally built. So the main part and the tower of the cathedral was built in 1530. So there is some serious history there. And my daughter's a fan of haunted things. And she's a fan of the TV programme Most Haunted. And one of the gentlemen on the show is called Richard Felix, and he does walks in the cathedral quarter of the city. And we just noticed that outside there's a signpost saying that he's doing walks on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I think we all wanted to come and have a wander around, because my daughter is fascinated by ghosts. And we've just, on the way up here, we've just been past a place called the Bell Inn. And also another place called Lafferty's, I think it's called. And they've got a skull behind the bar, which was excavated from inside the cellars. And also, just behind the cathedral here, there's a big statue to Bonnie Prince Charlie, who visited this area in Derby when he was on his Jacobite missions on the way down, slashing his way down the country. Okay, I'm just moving across now the nave in the cathedral and looking down. Wow, I'm not an overly religious sort of guy myself, but I do admire the construction of places like this. We went to York Minster a few months ago, and that is something else that's amazing. We've been to the Lincoln Cathedral as well, and just to stand below and look upwards in a place like that is just amazes me how they could construct something of that sort of grandeur and it not fall to the ground. Wow. There's a lot of history here, it really is. Right, so I think I will leave it at that now. Hopefully you've been able to hear me while I've been talking. I'm trying not to talk too loud. I'm just looking at a tablet on the wall now, and it says this tablet records the restoration of the interior and exterior of this church, together with a tower at a cost of nearly £10,000, carried out in 1904 and 1905. So if you're passing by, I would highly recommend a wander inside. So after this, we're going to go back out into the cathedral quarter of the city and have a little bit more of a wander around. We're going to head towards the Derby Jail, where you can do ghost walks, because I think my daughter wants to find out about those. And also, I'll take her around to see Bonnie Prince Charlie. Right, speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.